Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. President Joe Biden is reminding U.S. solar manufacturers this week that he's got their back against China. On Thursday, the Biden administration announced a series of moves that would support domestic solar companies through new incentives and trade protections against Chinese imports. These actions could help create domestic jobs, which is always a good thing for a president in election year. But it could also threaten clean energy growth, since Chinese imports have really helped the industry. Ultimately, this is a really complicated and ongoing issue for the president that touches on election politics, clean energy, and trade. And today, I spoke with Politico's Kelsey Tamburino to unpack all of it. It's Friday, May 17th.
So the administration on Thursday announced basically a suite of actions to support domestic solar manufacturing. China has really ramped up solar capacity. There's been a flood of cheap modules and components coming into the global market and circumventing trade enforcement. All of that puts at risk the manufacturing announcements that followed the passage of the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act. That's been a reality that the administration has increasingly acknowledged. And the top line, I'd say, is the removal of an existing exemption that allowed double-sided solar panels to come into the U.S. without duties. And that might sound wonky, but essentially, this is under what's called Section 201 safeguard tariffs. These were imposed under President Donald Trump, extended under Biden, but with an exclusion that allowed so-called bifacial panels to come into the United States without being tariffed. Since then, though, we've seen really a flood of those double-sided panels coming into the United States and not being subject to what is now at around 14% tariff. The administration removed that on Thursday, and that has been a request from some domestic manufacturers. The administration also announced that it could raise what is known as the tariff rate quota for solar cells annually coming into the United States, which is essentially a level of solar cells that can come into the United States before tariffs are triggered. That is a bid to support solar developers who had really said that if the administration was going to remove this exemption on bifacial panels, that they should also take this step to support solar cells coming into the United States as well. They also really doubled down that they will end the two-year tariff freeze for solar modules imported from Cambodia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Vietnam that President Biden had put into place, and that ends on June 6th. The administration says once that ends, they will strongly enforce that and the duties on Chinese-linked companies that were deemed to be circumventing tariffs by funneling components through those Southeast Asian countries.
And as far as what's driving this, I mean, would you say these moves are meant to work in tandem with other actions from the Biden administration to onshore clean energy manufacturing, reduce reliance on China? I mean, in doing that, would you say the actions are kind of an admission of what they've done so far isn't necessarily working? Or is it maybe a political move during election season, of course, where Trump and Biden are trying to show how tough they are on China and protect U.S. jobs, that, you know, maybe that's what's driving it?
Yeah, so the Inflation Reduction Act really includes like a range of incentives to boost renewable energy. And we are seeing solar deployment continue to break records and grow in the United States. That said, that law was written in really a completely different market and pricing environment. And so I think the actions Thursday acknowledge that and puts attention on the need to support domestic solar manufacturing. I think to your question, you can read a few things into this. One, I think it acknowledges that the administration sees that tariff exemption on double-sided panels as one that was being abused. The administration kind of said that blankly in its announcement, and that's why it decided to rescind it or remove it. But I think with it suggesting that it could raise the quota for cells that come into the United States that are duty-free is also an acknowledgement that developer concerns are being heard here, that there's more time needed to build up the supply chain in the United States for cell manufacturing in particular, which right now does not exist in the United States. To the political question, right, this is all happening in the same week as the administration announced raising separate tariffs on China for EVs and other clean technologies, including solar, in an election year where the candidate's approach to China really is central to voters, particularly in the Rust Belt, where manufacturing jobs have left the United States. And former President Trump has promised to increase tariffs on Chinese imports. And he's really criticized President Biden's support for green energy as a policy that will make the U.S. more dependent on Chinese imports. So I think you can certainly see this as the Biden administration positioning itself to respond to those attacks and to make sure that Biden's often repeated promise on the campaign trail that these manufacturing facilities spurred by the IRA are going to bring jobs, that that can hold true and that these manufacturing investments are being supported.
Got it. And what would you say the risk or downside for the administration might be with these moves? Because, of course, we know these Chinese solar imports are a big reason why solar generation in the U.S. has grown in recent years, and cutting off these cheap imports could set back Biden's climate goals.
Yeah, I mean, anytime that you support domestic industry and with tariffs, there is a concern from developers and even other manufacturers in this case of what that would mean for deployment and the climate goals, right? We're seeing even in the initial responses to this from the American Clean Power Association, concern over the whiplash, is the term they use, caused by these constantly changing regulatory policy moves, and basically said it undercuts certainty that could be harmful to their businesses. Particularly, they acknowledge that a lot of developers and power producers make long-term commercial commitments based on existing regulations. So the concern here that there are changes could undermine business certainty for companies and in turn, the Biden administration's climate goals.
Also, on Thursday, the Interior Department proposed ending new federal coal leasing in the Powder River Basin in Wyoming and Montana, the nation's biggest coal field. The decision would not stop existing mines from continuing to produce coal or from expanding to extract it from other areas that have already been leased. But it would halt any additional development of coal in the region. The announcement quickly inflamed Republicans, and it thrilled environmentalists. And if finalized, the rule would likely be challenged in court. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Nirma Malaikal is the podcast producer. Catherine Morehouse was a guest host this week. Annie Reese and Kara Tabor edited the podcast this week. Our editors are Matt Daly and Gloria Gonzalez. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back on Monday.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Chevron is taking action to keep methane in the pipe. Their 2028 upstream methane intensity target is set to be 53% below the 2016 baseline. And they're committed to evolving facility designs and operating practices. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/methane.